According to Executive Director of the Park City Education Foundation, Abby McNulty, the Utah legislature cut funding for elementary art programs a long time ago. For many years, parents volunteered in the classroom to bring art programs to elementary students in some of the schools. For the past 7 years, the Park City Education Foundation has partnered with the Kimball Arts Center to build the program, so arts education is available at least once a month in all of Park City's elementary schools. Jeremy Ranch Elementary continues to provide art education through parent volunteers. McPoland, Trailside, and Parley's Park Elementary Schools each have an arts specialist.
It's a little different at every school. At Parley's, it's once a week. At McPoland, it's twice a month. And at Trailside, it's once a month. And the art lessons are created by the Kimball Arts Center. For example, this month's lesson is Juan Miró. And they learn a little bit of the history of the artist, the context of which they were an artist, and then the kids create their own artwork.
Go to KPCW to see a slideshow of the artwork from Park City's Elementary Visual Arts Program. Each fall, the Ed Foundation asks parents to contribute to the $1.5 million they need to fund student programs offered in the school district. They ask parents to contribute $180 for the year, which is a dollar a day for each student.
Utah is the lowest funded education system in the country. We frequently hear about that. And secondly, income tax is what is designated to support education in our state. And the majority of the income tax collected here in Park City is redistributed to fund other districts around the state.
McNulty says parents in Park City have high expectations and the children have diverse needs.
We're largely 100% locally funded. So if you want your child to be able to have additional programs in their classroom beyond the basic, and if we're looking at basic here in our state, that doesn't include, for example, elementary art, nor does it include science, full-day kindergarten, preschool. I mean, some of the things that we consider to be basic offering of education, we ask the community to step up to provide additional resources.
During registration, they ask parents to give money to support the foundation's many programs. The Beat the Call campaign starts September 23rd. She says 70% of the Park City parents contribute some amount.
If you haven't made a contribution yet to support students, and it's really whatever you are able to afford, then we call you. We have a team of students that make phone calls.
A legislative task force has met throughout this past year to address tax reform. One option they're considering is to amend the state constitution and eliminate the requirement that income tax revenues go toward public education funding. McNulty says the Education Foundation is watching this closely, but does not have an official position on the issue at this point. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.